with my eggs, with my chili.
You just put it on top of them tater tots and you eat them all day.
Hey y'all, it's LJ here, owner and founder of Smart Moms Plan Disney and Smart Moms Travel. We are so glad you're here for another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. Now, here's your host, Allie.
Hey again, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast, a planning show where we get together, talk about the tips, tricks, strategies you need to help make your vacation the very best it can possibly be. Today, I am here with Stacey and Carla, and we are so excited to dive into yet another corner that we really have left untouched throughout our conversations here on the show. So we're excited to bring you something new, something very helpful, something we think you are really going to enjoy. But before we do, I of course want to remind you that if you have not already, just takes one moment, like and subscribe wherever you're listening. Make sure that you get our episodes dropped into your inbox wherever you are listening the moment they become available, so you are among the first listeners and you don't miss a thing. It really helps us to continue to help you, and it takes barely any time at all. Also, if you haven't already joined our Patreon community, you can find that link in today's show notes, as well as the show notes for many, many other episodes. We are having conversations over there, continuing conversations about episodes, giving away some amazing resources to continue your planning, to make your experience the best it can possibly be. And we would love to see you over there in the Diamond Mines. So click that link, join us over on Patreon. We can't wait to get to know you a little bit more. And this is the last call for our mailbag submissions. We are having another mailbag episode talking about what's in your park bag and what makes a perfect park bag. This is something that can really make or break, if not your entire trip, at least specific days of your trip. And we want to hear from our listeners about things you have had or things you wish you would have had on your Disney World vacation. So click the link in today's show notes. Let us know. Maybe we will read yours on the episode that will be coming very soon. Okay, Stacey and Carla, we have covered a lot about Disney dining, and Disney dining is a hugely important planning topic when you are going on vacation, and especially an overwhelming one if you've never been. We have talked about advanced dining reservations and character meals and sit-down reservations and the dining plan itself. We've talked about snacks. One area we haven't talked about is quick service dining at Walt Disney World.
And that's such a huge part of our vacation. I mean, we will definitely do some sit downs and some character meals, especially for our big family vacations. Our meals are going to mostly be built around a quick service restaurant.
Well, and that's why Disney has a whole quick service dining plan, right? They know that families don't necessarily want to take that time to sit down. So they're grabbing and going, and it could be hit or miss in the parks. You could either have your basic theme park food, hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, or you can have a more elevated meal for a really great price and in a quick service environment.
Yeah, I think we put so much emphasis on what does it look like to get your dining right? You know, getting those advanced dining reservations and strategizing where you're going to eat and making sure you get the right character meal. And then people wear shirts that literally say, I'm here for the snacks. You know, nobody's overlooking the snacks. Everybody plans that ahead of their trip as well. And I think this is an area that if you don't learn about it before you arrive, you get there and you're going to be hungry, because the reality is snacks are not meant to be a whole meal in most cases. And you're not going to sit down with an advanced dining reservation, you know, three times a day. That's just not going to be a good use of your money or your time or your strategy. And so quick service is actually going to be what you are relying on the most. And even though we give a lot of attention to these other things, you need to understand this component about eating while you're at Disney World. So what is quick service dining for a listener that's never been, that's never planned? What is it, you know, especially in comparison to some of the other things that we have discussed?
Your mind jumps to it's a fast food, you know, that this is something where you can walk up and order, take it to your seat yourself. You know, you're not going to have a waiter or a waitress. You have different levels of food with your quick service at Disney. As Carla was saying, you might have your typical chicken fingers, French fries options, or you might have a little fancier type of food option. So this is going to be really great for everyone, I think, where we can go over what things are out there. Because I think a lot of people do jump to the conclusion that it is just straight up fast food.
Yeah. And I almost prefer change the word fast to quick, right? When you say fast food, a lot of people might cringe and they might think, oh, it's going to be unhealthy or super this or super that. And that's really not what defines quick service meals. It is something you can get quickly, you can eat quickly. But Disney has, as Disney does, made it something that is full of variety and is still full of flavor and is still full of theming. It still can, and in most cases is, going to be an experience in itself. And it's just going to be a quicker one, which is, you know, exactly what you want when you're at Disney. You want everything to be part of this great overarching experience, but also you want to do it quickly because you have that lightning lane for your next attraction coming up in, you know, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think Disney did really good because they really took into account, you know, allergies and people that are plant-based. And there's not necessarily something for everybody at every quick service spot, but there is as a whole, if you look like at a whole park, and you're on a certain diet or you're, you know, plant-based or whatever that may be, you can really look at your options and find something that's going to work for you.
Yeah. And today we're going to start breaking down the parks over a series of episodes. And we're going to do this bracket style to really have quick service restaurants in each park face off. And we have different categories we're going to discuss to kind of determine what makes the very best quick service option in a park. And I'm very excited about the way we've decided to do this. And I think we really are going to come to a really good answer. And Hollywood Studios is going to be the park that we're starting in, because I don't know about you, and I'm anxious to find out from both of you, but for me, I think I prefer the quick service options at Hollywood Studios over most of the sit-down options at Hollywood Studios. And I actually think that more than having iconic sit-down options, they have sort of iconic quick service spots.
I totally agree. I think that the sit-down options at Hollywood Studios, they're extremely themed and very specific. And I would prefer to spend my time more on the rides and the shows there. So I'm going to go quick service all day long at Hollywood Studios.
I guess I'm that way too. I really have eaten at all of these, whereas I cannot say that about every other park where I have probably tried all of the quick service places. But I just think back through the years, I have definitely done way more quick service here than I've done sit down. The only time I've really ever done sit down here is when we wanted to get that Fantasmic package and get that special seating. So yeah, you're right. This is very much a quick service park for our family, and it is very good.
Yeah. And I think we're going to be able to talk about some of the iconic offerings they have through their quick service restaurants. I want to talk a little bit about how we made our bracket before we dive in and really narrow it down to the best option that Hollywood Studios has to offer with quick service dining. What we did was made a list as a podcast team. So it wasn't just the three of us. It was all of the hosts that our listeners hear all the time, of all of the quick service spots that Hollywood Studios has to offer. And then we selected the top eight out of those. Listeners are going to notice that Oga's Cantina and Baseline Tap House are not on our list today. Those are two awesome spots that Disney does consider quick service. However, they are more bar and alcohol and really cool cocktails and drinks and tap house type offerings with, you know, small snacks on the side. And so since we are focusing today on meals, that was sort of how our criteria worked. So if you notice those missing and you're a Disney World expert, that is why. We came up with the top eight that we felt were the strongest quick service options as a whole. And then we each individually ranked them and created a seating. So put them head to head with their opponents based on how we liked them. And then we're just going to kind of do this or that head to head competitions and comparisons all the way down to a winner. We are going to have a good conversation, I think. This is going to be really interesting. Now that we're going to bracket it down to the winner, it's going to be obviously the three of us today voting. Two votes will be a winner. And I'm a little nervous about this because obviously we want our own opinions to prevail here. But I'm excited to see what comes out on top. Do you have an idea of what you think is going to be the best quick service restaurant at Hollywood Studios?
I mean, obviously we have an idea. We ranked them secretly.
Yeah, I know what I think it should be. I'll be interested to see if you all agree. So each of our categories here is going to have its own theme. In our round one, we have our Enchanted Eight. And this category, we will be voting on which of the head-to-head matchups has the best food. That means variety and offerings, quality, portion, everything that's related to the food itself. So that's a really big matchup. And that is exactly what we're doing in this head-to-head comparison. So are you all ready for the Enchanted Eight?
Ready, set, go.
Let's do this.
All right. Matchup number one, we're examining food right now. We are looking at the Sunset Boulevard restaurants. For those that don't know, that have not been to Hollywood Studios or not as familiar, Sunset Boulevard is the street there to the right when you enter the park. And there's a stretch of restaurants. They're kind of all one compact little area. The Sunset Boulevard restaurants, those are going to be Rosie's All American Cafe, Catalina Eddie's, and Fairfax Fair. You can mobile order. They're all just right there, sort of in the Tower of Terror Rock and Roller Coaster Plaza. And matchup one, the Sunset Boulevard restaurants is going head to head with Ronto Roasters, which you can find in Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios in the back left corner of the park. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen right now.
I'm actually a little scared on this one because I personally love Ronto Roasters. It's so iconic. You go in there and it's like this giant weird piece of meat or something that is essentially roasting, and this is your vision. And then you have the breakfast Ronto wrap and you have a lunch Ronto wrap, and they're both delicious. I love the breakfast one. What do you guys think about it?
You know, we've got this set up with seating, right? With the way we ranked them. And this is, you know, the first one that came in the top rank and the one that came in the bottom of the rank. And so this is our number one, Sunset Boulevard restaurants, versus our number eight, Ronto. And so I think you're pulling for the underdog here. And I am going to be cheering for the, you know, I'm a University of Alabama football fan. Used to being on the top. I like pulling for the winner here. So I am definitely going for the Sunset Boulevard restaurants here. And let me tell you why, because we're talking about foods right now. Your food options over here are more than just this very weird sausage hanging out of a pita. The Sunset Boulevard options are so much more varied and so much less awkward. And I will say this is almost an unfair matchup because
they're more photogenic. Is that where we're going with this? You know my feeling on the Ronto wrap.
I'm actually more tempted to take a picture of a Ronto wrap because it's worth noting. But it's just so weird. Such a weird looking creature.
That could be on your Disney OnlyFans.
Does this mean that I get the deciding vote here? Because if we're going on food, Sunset Boulevard restaurants are
basic.
Are so
basic.
No.
Diverse. They're so diverse. Rosie's All American has chicken tenders for your kids, but it also has that foot long chili dog that's delicious. Like if I'm going to have a long piece of meat, I think I'm going to get a chili dog. Over the pita.
Oh, yes. Look, now, it's not that over there is just hot dogs and chicken fingers. There are other cool things. Fairfax Fair has the barbecue beef brisket. And we did not, I know we're going to talk about other aspects besides just food, but you're going to be able to get breakfast and menus. There's a breakfast menu down on that end as well that has delicious, even Mickey waffles. This is the only place in the park you can get Mickey waffles.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen, you just, okay. Sunset Boulevard, you can get Mickey waffles and mimosas. Okay. Ronto Roasters, while iconic and very cool. And I get that people, it's got like a cult following. I don't like all of this stuff. They only have one. They have their wrap, the Ronto wrap. That's what they have.
It's because it's so good.
I don't like all of the things that go with the sausage. And so I went with a friend and they do have an alcoholic drink there that's very good. And we got those and a Ronto wrap for lunch, but I didn't want all the stuff. So like Stacy said, like sausage on a pita, that's literally all I had. It was a dry piece of pita with a sausage in it.
Comments on this.
I don't like any of the other stuff and there's not any other options. So if we're talking about food, you could either get everything that it comes with or pita and sausage. Whereas Sunset Boulevard restaurants, you can get like beef brisket to chicken tenders to mimosas.
Wait, can we discuss over whichever restaurant it is on Sunset, the the waffle cone bowls, that's like a bunch of really good stuff, but then they plop it on mashed potatoes. That is literally, that turns me off every time.
No, I like mashed potatoes.
But can't you, like, don't you, can you get mashed potatoes at Ronto Roasters? Like, what's on the because side of your pita sausage?
I don't want them. I don't want them.
What's on the side of the pita sausage?
Nothing.
Listen, we can move on. I really like Ronto Roasters, and I am not alone.
You pick the underdog, and they lose.
No, you're not alone.
Guys, that was my number one pick. When I text Becky late last night, I might have had a drink or two. Ronto Roasters is my number one pick.
Oh, my word. I mean, and look, it's fine. If you're over there, it is a fine option. But there's no way that it is beating out these Sunset Boulevard restaurants. No way.
On food. On food.
So food
if
alone.
If you are a Star Wars fan, if you find yourself in Galaxy's Edge, certainly give the Ronto Wrap a try.
Do it for breakfast and then go to your Fairfax thing for your lunch, whatever.
Well, we'll split up. You go there for breakfast. I'm going to grab a mimosa on Sunset Boulevard. And I think I'll end up happier than you. So we have our winner of matchup one. Again, we are matching up against food right now. So matchup two, we are looking at the Backlot Express. That is located over near Indiana Jones and sort of by where Muppet Vision is. That's going to be to the left of the park. If you're at the park entrance, sort of toward the back by the entrance to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge versus Docking Bay 7. Docking Bay 7 is the quick service restaurant in Galaxy's Edge. Carla, you start us.
I love Docking Bay 7. Guys, you would think that I'm like the biggest Star Wars fan. I swear, if you guys pick Backlot over Docking Bay 7, I'm coming for both of you. Okay, Docking Bay 7 reminds me kind of your food options at Animal Kingdom and that they're just really different and they have like a cool spin on them with the shapes and what they're called and stuff. But I actually watched an Instagram account that I follow pretty heavily because I love Disney food. And she was trying to hack the dining plan. And she had the quick service dining plan and she's trying to figure out like what's your best bang for your buck. Well, she actually went to Docking Bay 7. Her meal was like $38 and it counted as a quick service credit with her drink and her meal. I mean, I think that's huge, number one. But also you're getting like actual thought through food at this restaurant. What do you guys think about it? Do you hate it?
You'll be happy to know I'm going to lean to Docking Bay as well. And I agree with you. This, because of the unique fun foods, it's a unique place to be. We're not going to talk about anything but our food right now. Even if you have a little bit of a picky eater, you can have the unique foods for those who don't want your standard park food. But then you also have your kid or your other person there might be there who's like, I don't want the weird stuff. There is still like a fried chicken plate. It's like the Andorian chicken tip yip or something. And it's got fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. And so I think it's a great option. I was really kind of surprised that it came in as low as it did on our rankings. The only thing I think that we really need to point out is that the Wookiee cookie is available at the Backlot Express.
And I'll tell you why Docking Bay was low.
We know how Allie feels.
Why Docking Bay was low on our list is probably my fault because and it's already two against one. Docking Bay already is going to win right now based on what y'all think of its food. But I would have gone Backlot here. I think Backlot has better variety for the picky eaters. I get the uniqueness of Docking Bay and for the novelty that is really cool. So I'm not, I guess, super salty, but the Wookiee cookie, and I'm able to feed my kids very happily and very easily. We do mobile order Backlot Express almost every time we go to Hollywood Studios. If not that, then we're at Sunset Boulevard restaurants. And so that's why for me, I know it's a go-to. I know it's tried and true. I know that everybody's gonna be happy. So that's why we go with that one. And I want a Wookiee cookie. But Docking Bay 7, fine. Docking Bay. Docking Bay wins. Moving on. All right. Matchup number three. We are looking at Dockside, which do you all feel like that's a lesser known one or a popular one?
I've never been there.
I've never been there either. I was going to be a little embarrassed to say that. I just always walk right past it. I have looked at it.
Yeah.
I have been very interested in this bacon, mac and cheese, hot dog, and they have milkshakes. And I'm a huge milkshake fan. But
and it's matching up today against the ABC commissary. So Stacey, tell everybody a little bit about where Dockside is and what it is.
So it's the boat. when you're going by the water, it's the cute little stand that looks like a boat, and it's really adorable. And I don't know why we always pass it. I feel like we're really not in the center of the park. I think that's part of it, is the location is, I don't know. Actually, now that may not even be true, because I bet we pass it on our way to ABC Commissary whenever we go there. So I don't know. I don't really have a good excuse for why I've not eaten there yet, but I haven't. So I think that says something.
It's a glorified hot dog stand. Yeah. That's why I haven't eaten there. It's a hot dog and they're going to pile a bunch of different toppings on it. And that's just not my jam personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's skippable in my opinion. The ABC Commissary is also skippable to me. Well, here's what's good about the Commissary is it has, do you all think it has like some healthier options?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what I think really is special about it. You have some, I think, more fresh options, healthier things for a theme park goer that needs to feel like a little bit of better life in them, you know, because that can be like long days of fried food. And ABC Commissary does have a lot of variety, does have that pulling for it. And so I think it absolutely has the edge over Dockside for that reason.
Yeah, ABC Commissary is just going to have the edge here all the way. And spoiler alert, like, it's one of my tops. We always eat at ABC Commissary. And I think we're going to see that it's going to make it to the next round. So I have some points that I'll be making there. But I like the food there a lot. Like, it is really high on our list of things to keep our whole family happy. And it is a nice break from your standard park food, but also not too many odd things that make it difficult for the picky eaters to find something to eat there as well.
Yeah. So ABC Commissary moving on against Dockside. I think that makes total sense. All right. Our last matchup in our Enchanted Eight, we have Woody's Lunchbox versus Pizza Rizzo. Pizza Rizzo over by Muppet Vision 3D, sort of near Backlot. What we just talked about a few rounds ago. And Woody's Lunchbox, of course, the quick service restaurant in Toy Story Land, sort of center back of the park. This is a hard one for me. We don't go to Pizza Rizzo. I think that pizza is really bad. And if I need if I'm going to eat pizza at Disney, this is probably not the one I want. I don't love it. However, Woody's Lunchbox is also not my favorite. These are two of my least favorite. They're kind of blah to me, but Woody's Lunchbox, I think, is more fun, has more fun food options. Of course, the lunchbox tart, which I don't think is that good, is at Woody's Lunchbox, but the tachos are really fun. You can get like a tomato soup and sandwich there, which I don't really know that soup is my go-to on a park day, but I like that it has the variety and the option and the uniqueness. And so I'm going Woody's Lunchbox all the way against Pizza Rizzo in this matchup.
I agree. I think if we're talking food, Woody's has the better options. For some reason, we go to Pizza Rizzo a lot, and I think it's for the atmosphere and the like quiet spot. You can sit up on that balcony up there and kind of have the whole balcony to yourself and overlook that little courtyard area, which I love. But since we're just talking food, I have to go Woody's here.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going Woody's as well. The pizza at Pizza Rizzo, just not that great. And honestly, there's not a lot of other pizza restaurant options that you might expect, like garlic breads and cheese breads and things like that. So it's just not going to be my choice. Now, there is a cannoli that's pretty good there.
Disney, if you're going to like have Pizza Rizzo and that's going to be your pizza place in Hollywood Studios, that pizza should be like stellar.
Right.
Yeah. And I also just think, I don't know, if we're going to have pizza in Hollywood Studios, it should probably be at Pizza Planet.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Makes more sense.
Agree.
Yeah. So it's just not, this is just not the one for me. It feels a little bit out of place. It feels a little blah. It's not the one.
And Woody's Lunchbox, let me tell you, tachos all day. You can have them for breakfast. You can have a breakfast version. You can have a lunch version. And they're just so...
All right, Forrest Gump over there. Bubba Gump, whoever you are.
Yep. Tachos with my shrimp. No, I wish they had some shrimp tachos. That'd be good.
With my eggs. With my chili.
You just put it on top of them tater tots and you eat them all day. So, yeah. I love them. I want them all the time. They're salty goodness. And I don't care how much fun you want to make of me. That's what I want.
You can also grab and go tachos. They're easy to eat on the run. They're easy to eat while moving. They all have grown-up lemonade at Woody's Lunchbox. Can't go wrong with that. So, yeah, Woody's obviously wins here.
Woody didn't even have to pay us to make this choice.
Katie's going to be so happy.
No.
This choice is not sponsored by Katie. This is our own opinions.
Yeah. This is Katie's dreams come true. Actually, for any Smart Moms travel agent listening today, the hidden Mickey is dream. Okay, great. So that got us right on through our Enchanted Eight. Our matchups, of course, were based on food selections. So moving on to the Fantasmic Four, as we continue on through our bracket to get to the number one, our Fantasmic Four will be Sunset Boulevard Restaurants versus Woody's Lunchbox and Docking Bay 7 versus the ABC Commissary. This is so fun because as we get tighter, these races, even just this next round, this is going to be really tough. And we do have new criteria that we are going to be judging them on after we take a quick break.
Are you a dedicated fan of the Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast and feel the need to take notes while listening to each and every episode? Our Diamond Mind Patreon subscription is a perfect fit for you. Every month, our Diamond Mind subscribers receive a new Disney travel guide that simplifies and organizes the podcast content. Join our community at patreon.com and search for Smart Moms Plan Disney podcast. Joining our Patreon supports our woman-owned small businesses and allows you more simplicity and support in planning your next Disney vacation. Join us at patreon.com and we'll see you there.
All right, we are back and we are working our way through our Hollywood Studios quick service bracket. Again, judging these quick service restaurants on specific criteria as we move through the bracket to really help our listeners determine what is the best quick service at Hollywood Studios in every area. We have narrowed it down to our Fantasmic Four. And our initial criteria was food. So we were really breaking down, even though we knocked some really iconic locations like Ronto Roasters right on out of the bracket, we were judging them based on food and variety and quality. And the four restaurants that we have remaining really do embody that. When you are looking for quick service, that's what you want. You want options and you want filling food and you want portions that are going to sustain you to the next meal. And these four restaurants that we have, I really think we did a good job narrowing it down to the four best. Fantasmic Four, we are now going to look at our two matchups here and judge them based on their convenience, accessibility, and location. That's another really huge important thing when you are having your quick service meal. You need it to be easy. You need it to be accessible. You need it to not be another stressful thing in your day because let's face it, at Disney, enough can be stressful. So this doesn't need to be one of those things. I want to just say a little disclaimer. A lot of location and best location will, of course, have to do with where you are in the park. You know, if you're in Galaxy's Edge, there's going to be quick service options closest to you in that specific moment. So we're not just looking from specific areas in the park. We're just looking on a broad spectrum here. So matchup number five, moving into the Fantasmic Four, we have the Sunset Boulevard Restaurants versus Woody's Lunchbox. Accessibility, location, convenience. Carla, what do you think?
Oh, don't start with me. Gosh, if I had to pick between those two options.
Shoot. Based on convenience and location now.
I'll go with your terrible restaurants on Sunset Boulevard because there are more options, because it's super convenient, and more than likely I'm going to be hanging out on Sunset Boulevard getting ready to ride my favorite ride, Tower of Terror, whatever. You guys win. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Well, it is the right choice. It's the right choice in this matchup. If we're going to pick location and convenience, Woody's is not a great spot. It's always overcrowded. There are never enough tables and chairs for everyone. It is where you will find the friendliest interactions with other guests because people will hop up and be like, oh, here, have this seat, because they know that they had somebody do that for them as well, because there's just not enough tables and chairs over there. So and it's just crowded, the whole area.
It stresses me out.
Yeah.
The tables and chairs at Woody's Lunchbox are little Baby Bell cheese, like unwrapped and halved. And it's so cute. And they put like one little, you know how when you buy Baby Bell, it's like five in a little net. Like it's like that's they stuck to their theming, and that's as many as they can put in the area because you're never going to find a place to sit. It's so hard. I have to be juggling my tray and have my kids pulling on my leg and look like I'm about to topple over in order for somebody to sympathize with me and be like, take my seat. You know, it's
exactly.
It takes me back to my college days in the parking lot when you used to like wait at the end of an aisle waiting for somebody to walk, and then you like pounce, and it's like you're staring at
exactly it.
A family of 17 to get up so that you can sit down because you're about to topple over.
Oh wait, they just wiped their mouth with their napkin. I think they might be finished. Okay, everybody start running over there, hurry. You know, or you send a person, you send like, or maybe in a couple of people to be like, all right, you scout from that side, and whoever sees someone move up first, jump on their table. Like, it's really a game over there.
It's the Hunger Game.
If you do like grab and go and you think that you're going to find another table or another like place you can sit down anywhere close, it's not going to happen over there. At least at the other area, number one, you have ample seating, tons of seating. But even if you were to grab it and go over there, there's benches, there's like planters you can sit on. There's places to sit and find rest and find a place to eat. Nowhere near Woody's.
We've already talked about on the show that Toy Story Land in general is too congested. It's really, really squeezed into a tight space. If you want to park your stroller before you go to Woody's, you're going to be in like one of the most massive stroller corrals, one of the most stressful ones, I think, in all of Disney. Like that one is really a lot, and it's kind of far down from Woody's lunchbox itself. And then you're not going to be able to find the table, and you're going to be balancing the big tray. And then, like you said, there's not going to be another bench to sit at. It's just not... I get wanting to go for the novelty, and I love that if you're in Toy Story Land, like if you mobile order right before you get on Slinky and you sort of pre-plan it, but otherwise I'm not seeking it out. You know, otherwise the benches lining Sunset Boulevard are a beautiful spot to rest. But like you started to touch on, Carla, there's a giant patio of tons of picnic table style of seating,
which is huge.
Yeah. Just go. Yeah. Covered. Yeah. Shaded. And it just kind of goes on for quite a bit of that little section to service all of those Sunset Boulevard restaurants. It's just more toward the front of the park. It's more of a mid-place stopping point. It's smart if you want to get a, you know, if you didn't do a Fantasmic dining package, but you want to line up early, you could do a quick service dinner and then it's right in front of that Fantasmic line. You could hit Beauty and the Beast. You could hit, you know, Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. It's easy to get to from Mickey and Minnie's Railway, you know, ample seating and shade. So I think it really wins big time. Okay. And that leads us to our last matchup of the Fantasmic Four. And that's going to be Docking Bay 7 versus the ABC Commissary.
Let's go, because you already know my opinion.
I haven't started in a while. I'll start. So ABC Commissary is inside. It is air conditioned. It is massive with lots and lots and lots of tables. It cycles through the mobile orders very quickly. With Docking Bay, you kind of get indoor and outdoor seating, but with ABC Commissary, you get lots of indoor air conditioning. It's central, you know, more centered. And so for me, I'm going to go with ABC Commissary has better convenience and accessibility. Carla?
I mean, if we're talking about those two things, it is Commissary. Commissary is literally in the center of the park. If you think about it, it's right behind the Chinese Theater. It is very central to whatever land that you are in. That's pretty much the center park. So for those factors alone, I will go Commissary, especially for the seating. I don't like to be stressed out when I get my food that I can't find a table. And you're always going to find a table there.
That's exactly right.
Right. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
We're big fans of ABC Commissary anyway, but for these reasons are a lot of why we are drawn there. That break from the sun, being inside, all the options for your seating. Now, they will not let you into the room before you have placed your mobile order and before you have gotten your call back to say that your food is ready. So it's not where they'll just let you come in and sit and crash for a while.
I actually think I think that's changed.
You think they do?
I was just
in?
There. Yeah, I was there 2 weekends ago. They're not making you mobile order ahead of time. Okay. There's people that can stand in line.
Great. That's great. Okay. We are, like I said, we're just really big fans there. I enjoy just some of our favorite TV shows are part of the decor there. Oh, and it's got, you can sit up against the wall and actually plug your phone in for charging. I like that. There's not a lot of charging stations around in Hollywood Studios. And so this is one place where you can plug in if you have your standard wall cord for charging. It doesn't have the USB charging. So we like it for all of those reasons. I just think when we're matching up for location and convenience, this is easy ABC Commissary win.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's amazing. So we've narrowed down our quick service options based on food, variety, quality, through location and accessibility. These are just things that are needing to be factored into what is going to make your quick service experience the best it can be. And I think we really narrowed it down to two heavy hitters. I am not sure what's about to happen here, but in our park championship, best quick service option, our final matchup, and we are going to be rating them and discussing them now as they are with experience, theming, vibe, because that is part of what makes Disney really, really special. So we have the Sunset Boulevard restaurants versus the ABC Commissary. Stacey, I think you should start.
Are you saying that because you already know what I'm going to pick? Now, look, I am a big fan of the Sunset Boulevard restaurants. There are a lot of reasons we eat there. We eat there frequently. I particularly enjoy, I feel like we're kind of at the end of the day of this discussion. So I'll mention what I like to get at the end of my day in Sunset. I like to go down there before we feel like we need to either get in line or just be near the Fantasmic entrance. And I like to get a very basic, but it's a Mickey brownie with ice cream. It's just a brownie a la mode. And I just love that at the end of my day as my little dessert before we go watch Fantasmic. But as an overall experience, I am going to still stick with my very favorite ABC Commissary for all of the things. I just think the inside seating, it makes the difference for me in this. I don't mind sitting out in Sunset, like, so I'm not knocking it. It's like a really close second, but I'm going to still pick the ABC Commissary just for that indoor seating, the little bit of a feel that I can chill out a little bit in there because I'm not just right on top of other people. I think for the overall experience, I would rather take a break for a meal at ABC Commissary.
All right, I'm going next because I could not disagree with you more. We are matching up theming and experience, and ABC Commissary is a massive, like, I am at ABC Studios in the cafeteria. It is a cafeteria. It is cold like a cafeteria. It is not an immersive experience. Hollywood Studios to me is old Hollywood. That's the point. It is a movie set. It is a back lot. It is being on a set, and when you are on Sunset Boulevard and you have those palm trees and you have the big movie posters and you have the backdrop of Tower of Terror, like, it does not get better than that. And then the little restaurants that are, Catalina, Eddie's, and Rosie's All American, and the Fairfax, you have the fruit bins, and you have just the way that the restaurants are structured look old Hollywood movie set. So it fits with the theming of the park so well, so much better, I think, than just ABC TV. Like, that just doesn't, honestly, I think that little stretch of park feels odd and out of place. It doesn't feel like the right theme for what the park is. And I do like sitting under the shade, like we already talked about, to me is not much less than the air conditioning of the indoor commissary. So it doesn't lose any points for me there on experience. I love sitting under there. We still feel great when we're getting that rest. But honestly, I might prefer the benches and just taking in the ambiance of my favorite area of any park, I think, at Disney World. So
See, I'm shaking my head. I'm
do
shaking my
I get
head.
to
I
wait?
know you're fixing to break this tie, but I got to argue for one more point. I got to argue one more point because I can see this is coming down to Carla. Oh my goodness. And Carla doesn't even want to pick my choices ever, but she's always sides with Allie. But look, you just brought up a couple of great points in my favor. First of all, it is literally just like being on a set to be in a commissary. There is exactly this type of scenario on a movie set or a TV set. They have this commissary lunchroom setup. So it's very realistic. There are gigantic TV posters in there. So I don't know what you're talking about, how
But
there's.
does it feel
It
old
feels like
Hollywood?
you're on a TV set. Sure,
Does it
it's
feel old
great.
Hollywood?
No, but it also has chair backs. You're not just sitting on these picnic benches without, you can't even lean back in your chair. No, and you can't scoot up or scoot back. It's a set bench. That's terrible.
All right. How many times a day does Sing Sing Sing, the music, that famous music, play in Hollywood Studios? And then which of these two quick service restaurants feel like they match that vibe the best?
Carla, this is up to you. You need to make the right choice here.
Right.
Okay, are you guys ready?
No.
No.
I pick Ronto Roasters.
You have to break the tie.
All right. I'm going Sunset Boulevard. Sorry, Stacey.
I knew it. Of course you did.
Allie is correct. The vibes are over on Sunset Boulevard, no matter how you cut it. I do not like these restaurants, but there are options there. I always get this salad, but it has like roasted pork on it and pepitas, and it is delicious. And I want to hang out over the... I really... kind of could hang out on Sunset Boulevard all day long.
Me too.
So I'm not going to hang out at the commissary all day long.
No, I agree. Exactly. Fine. That's exactly it.
Maybe you are with your chair back and your giant iPad charging.
Stacey is devastated right now. I could not be happier. We eat at this place every time.
I believe my least favorite I end up having to pick as my number one.
That's hilarious too.
I'm the only person that had my number one go all the way through to winner. This is my number one. It wins the bracket. I just think it's easy to get to. It's easy to find seating. There's tons of variety in what you can eat. And the vibes are there. This is where you want to be. Like, you want to go into Galaxy's Edge and you want to spend time there. You want to go into Toy Story Land and you want to spend time there. But you want to immerse yourself, if you're going to Hollywood Studios, in Sunset Boulevard. You want to shop there. You want to eat there. You want to hang out there. You want to take pictures there. It, you know, you hear the screams from Tower of Terror. It's great. It's so great.
I really do, because I was just sitting there a couple weeks ago and just my view was of the Tower of Terror and just watching that window open. And I always thought the screams were fake, but I actually, they're real screams. And it's probably, if you guys have ever ridden on a ride with me, you know, I scream the whole time. Those are actual screams.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun. I could watch that door open over and over and over. I mean, it's just it's fun. Like, I just love it. And we actually do usually get like a late, late lunch. So then we get in line early for Fantasmic, or we catch that late Beauty and the Beast. We usually start and end our day over on Sunset. So I just love it. I'm so glad it won. This was really fun. And I hope we made a point for every one of the quick service restaurants about why they are something great. Because, you know, if you are a Star Wars fan, or if you do find yourself in Galaxy's Edge, obviously they have iconic offerings. Ronto Roasters is a very iconic choice. It just doesn't win the bracket for best overall food, accessibility, and theming. You really have to have the trifecta to be the best in the park. And I think we nailed it, personally.
I do too. And just one last tip is to mobile order ahead of time. If you're going to any of these and you're planning to go at those high times, high noon, you know, 5, 6 o'clock dinner, mobile order ahead of time and save yourself the hassle of standing in line.
Yeah, you can mobile order hours ahead. You can order lunch on the bus on the way to the park, or in Skyline or on the way to the park. You can have your lunch order in. Maybe you already know you have a lightning lane for Slinky Dog at noon. And so you're going to place a mobile lunch order for 12:30 at Woody's Lunchbox. You know, you can be that specific and that strategic with your day if you know where you're going to be. And of course, if you don't, just go back to Sunset Boulevard restaurant. All right. That was so fun. I'm so glad we did that. We are going to be bracketing all of the quick service restaurants across all four parks. So make sure you are watching for those episodes as they become available. For now, we have a reigning champion of Sunset Boulevard restaurants. We want to hear if you think that we got it wrong, of course. Tag us in your pictures eating at one of these quick service spots and tell us why maybe you think that one is the best. We would love to see that. And maybe we'll share. Stacey, we would love to see some pictures of you at the commissary. Maybe I'll try to dig up one of me with a Wookiee cookie, because I do love a Wookiee cookie. If you have not left us a 5-star review, that's a really fast way to help us out. Recently, KBug1492 wrote, "Snacks. The snack episode helped me so much as our upcoming trip is so close. I was surprised at the end what was crowned number one. I also love when they let you know to grab a pencil and paper and take notes. Best information, and I don't miss it weekly." I love that. I love that that was helpful. And no spoilers here. If you haven't already listened to that snack episode, go find out what was crowned number one. Maybe you'll be surprised and find a new snack that you need to try next time you are in the parks. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you're listening. Fill out our mailbag form found on today's show notes about what makes the perfect park bag. And if you enjoyed today's episode, go back and give a couple other episodes a listen. maybe dining at Disney World. One of our earliest episodes we recorded where we talked about dining at Disney and what it looks like on a very broad spectrum. And maybe check out Disney Dining Plan Hacks, a more recent episode where we talked about the best way to use your dining credits at Disney World, including the ones you will get with the quick service dining plan. That's going to do it for us this time. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.